Dr. Sabretarian office note on patient Gina Hall, H-A-L-L, Gina, G-I-N-A. Date of birth is 7-23-1958. Date of service 12-20-2023. Per paragraph, the patient is a 65-year-old African-American female who is referred to see me by Dr. Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Per paragraph, her past medical history includes the following. 1. Hypertension for years. Next, history of TIA/CVA in April 2012. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, cataracts. Next, decreased appetite. Per paragraph, past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergy, non-drug allergy, social history. Patient is single, has had one son that passed recently. She is a heavy smoker, has been a heavy smoker. Currently, she's smoking 2 to 3 cigarettes per day. She does drink alcohol occasionally. She is in disability. She used to work for the USPS. Per paragraph. Family history, father had anemia, mother had pleural effusions. She has 7 siblings, one brother is living, has coronary artery disease. One brother is deceased after end-stage renal disease for 10 years. One brother was shot, one brother had a massive MI, one sister has hypertension, period paragraph. Review of symptoms reveals occasional headaches on and off, for which she was taking ibuprofen, 1 to 2 tablets a day. For the last 5 months, also she was taking Advil PM daily for insomnia. Period. Decreased vision, positive. She has dentures, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea reported. She does have craving for ice for the few months now. Nocturia 1 to 2 times at night. No straining upon urination. She has a complete bladder emptying and no incontinence. No leg swelling reported or other systems are reviewed are negative. COVID-19 immunization status. She received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period paragraph. Current medications include atorvastatin, candesartan, hydrochlorothiazide, Plavix, ciproheptadine, and escitalopram. Period paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil generally active, light and accommodation. Injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bree bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no deep paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated in rhythm. There is a systolic ejection murmur 2 over 6 that could be heard at the apex. No friction observed, lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no the neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Her hepatitis panel was negative. Vitamin D level was 36.6. TSH was 1.35. Albumin 4.6. AST 30, LP 16. Triglycerides 177, HDL 41, LDL 91, with a total cholesterol of 163. BUN 40, creatinine 1.63, estimated GFR 35 ml per minute, potassium 4.5, total sodium 22. Hemoglobin is 10.4, MCV 96, platelet count is 308. Period paragraph assessment of line 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 3B. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including long-standing hypertension and use of NSAIDs, mainly Advil PM and ibuprofen. Patient was given handouts to avoid these medications. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Period paragraph. Next diagnosis: hypertension. Control on current regimen to continue. Next history of TIA in the past. Next hyperlipidemia. Continue statin therapy. Next, anemia of chronic kidney disease, we are going to assess for iron stores. Period paragraph. Patient will be seen back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the full workup and further plan is going to be formulated going forward. Period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Burton, for your trust. I'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks. CC Dr. Sean Burton.